Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This case must be allowed to play out through the legal process without outside political or ideological interference.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said no one is above the law and encouraged supporters and critics of former President Donald Trump to remain peaceful and let the legal process play out. Trump appeared in federal court in Miami Tuesday and surrendered to federal custody as he became the first former president in history to face felony charges. Last week, Special Counsel Jack Smith charged Trump in a 37-count indictment, alleging Trump mishandled classified documents and engaged in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump pleaded not guilty. During last night's town hall event on CNN, former New Jersey governor and current Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie took jabs at Trump.
How about blame him? He did it. He took documents he wasn't supposed to take. He kept them when they asked him back for them. They got a grand jury subpoena. He refused to comply.
Christie was once a key advisor to Trump and endorsed his 2016 campaign. Since then, he has condemned the former president for his attempts to overthrow the 2020 election and for his role on January 6th. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz held a meeting at the Capitol which intended to examine the investigations and prosecutions following the January 6th riot. Gaetz said the purpose of Tuesday's field hearing was to look at how people in attendance on January 6th were treated.
It is my hope that we get a more fulsome understanding of the events of January 6th and the follow-on actions that have concerned many of us in the Congress.
Democratic Representative of California Pete Aguilar and head of the House Democratic Caucus went after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and accused him of reneging on the debt ceiling deal he reached with President Joe Biden.
It's shocking that it, you know, took less than 2 weeks for Republicans to walk away from an agreement that they made. This is an agreement that the speaker made directly, and he took pains, remember, to get everybody else out of the room.
Aguilar continued, if it wasn't so dangerous, it would be laughable. When asked if the Republican strategy could increase the risk of a government shutdown, Aguilar said it very well could. McCarthy has faced increasing pressure from his right to more aggressively work to undermine Democratic priorities. Finally, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Human Rights and the Law held a meeting to examine the implications of artificial intelligence technology. One of the witnesses who testified was an Arizona mother who fell victim to an AI phone call, alleging her daughter had been kidnapped.
AI is revolutionizing and unraveling the very foundation of our social fabric by creating doubt and fear in what was once never questioned, the sound of a loved one's voice.
Artificial intelligence has spread rapidly in recent months as competing companies develop the technology. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.